From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama said today he knows he needs to make some mid-course corrections if he's to work with the Republicans. He spoke with college students in Mumbai, India, part of a week-long Asian tour. The president said last week's elections reflected the right, obligation, and duty of voters to show their displeasure with the state of the nation by rejecting incumbents. Earlier in the day, the president and Mrs. Obama joined a group of Indian school children in celebrating the Hindu holiday of Diwali. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the first couple was briefly drawn onto the dance floor.
Michelle Obama was the first to join in as students in colorful costumes performed a traditional Indian dance. The first lady caught on quickly, gamely mimicking the children's dance steps. Her husband was more cautious, dancing for only a couple of beats before posing for pictures with the young people. Mr. Obama later called it an extraordinary gift to share in the holiday celebration.
I have to point out, by the way, if those of you had a chance to see Michelle dance, she was moving.
From Mumbai, the first couple traveled to New Delhi, where they toured a 16th century tomb that was one of the inspirations for the Taj Mahal. Scott Horsley, NPR News, New Delhi.
Myanmar held its first election in 20 years today. Hours after the polls closed, there was no announcement of the results or the turnout. Parties backed by the military were running for parliament virtually unopposed. This is the first election in Myanmar since 1990, when the Party of Democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi won in a landslide, but was prevented by the military from taking power. Greece is also holding elections today for local positions. The vote is seen as a test of the government's tough austerity measures to tackle the country's huge debt. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from Athens.
Prime Minister George Papandreou has threatened to call a snap general election if his socialist government does badly in the polls, but he did not set a specific threshold. The government has sharply cut salaries and pensions and raised taxes in exchange for a $155 billion bailout from the European Union and International Monetary Fund. Hardly a day has gone by in the last 6 months without a major protest demonstration. Polls suggest the Socialist Party and the main opposition New Democracy Party, which is seen as primarily responsible for Greece's poor finances, are roughly split in 13 regional races. Today's voting is the first since far-reaching local government reforms were introduced, reducing the number of regions and municipalities in order to save $2 billion over 3 years. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
Pakistani intelligence officials say a U.S. drone fired missiles at a town near the Afghan border today, killing at least 4 suspected militants. The attack took place in Waziristan, home to hundreds of militants, many with ties to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. This is NPR News from Washington. Senator-elect Rand Paul of Kentucky said today his fellow Republicans must be open to the idea of cutting military spending as part of reducing the federal deficit. He told ABC's This Week that all government spending must be on the table. On another television talk show this morning, Texas Governor Rick Perry said the federal government must reduce spending. He told CNN's State of the Nation one way to do that is to let the states handle health care. Russia is celebrating Revolution Day today. Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow that thousands of military cadets marched in a parade near the Kremlin.
The cadets, wearing World War II-era uniforms, marched across Red Square in chilly temperatures to commemorate those who participated in the 1941 parade and then directly went to the war front to defend Moscow from Nazi forces. Cadets on horseback trotted and galloped across Red Square while Muscovites looked on. Some of the guests that were honored were 40 veterans who had taken part in the parade nearly 70 years ago. Newly appointed Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin also paid tribute to those who helped defend the city. For decades, November 7th was a holiday commemorating the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. It's now known as Revolution Day. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Queen Elizabeth is joining Facebook. Royal officials say that her site will become available tomorrow, providing videos, photos, and news items of the 84-year-old monarch and other members of the royal family. However, since this will be a corporate, not a personal Facebook account, people won't be able to ask to friend the Queen. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News, in Washington. Support.